Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. And it is September 19th, 2014, and I have on the phone Norm Thiebel. Norm is the executive director and a clinician, and he's putting together Three Point Center, which he hopes to open very soon, working largely with adopted kids and their family, or that's the mission. So, Norm, glad to have you here.
I'm so glad to be speaking with you, Lon. Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the short version of the Three Point Center. If somebody wants more information, they can get a hold of you.
Sure. What we decided to do, what we designed to do, is create a residential treatment center exclusively for adopted youth and their families, embracing the entire adoption culture, and really trying to be of support to help with the identity, healing, and bringing the family closer together, those that are experiencing troubles after adoption.
Okay, what age group are you looking at?
We're going to have, if you will, four different programs within the program. So ages 12 through 14, and ages 15 through 17, and then of both genders. The genders will be divided.
Okay, so it'll be, so far as the kids are concerned, it'll be almost a single-sex program.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, how you came to this point? Because you've been working for some time in the field.
I have. I've been working in the field for about 18 years, and the whole time in the back of my mind I've been researching and trying to understand the dynamics and the link, frankly, between the really inordinate amount of adopted youth we have in residential treatment and wilderness programs and adopted youth and what's going on. And so having gone to conference, being trained, consulting some of the really, really experts in the adoption field, we're really trying to wrap our minds around what's going on and are we really truly treating these kids and their families at the level they deserve. And so as I've worked with different programs and had a practice and taught at the university level, I've kind of just gathered some ideas and gathered information from experts to really put together a comprehensive program that meets the needs of adopted youth and their families.
Okay, so the families is an important element of this, you point out. Is that one of the main things? Because there's some pretty good programs that work with kids with reactive attachment disorder and adoption. But is that sort of one of the unique elements of what you're planning to put together, is intensive work with the families?
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Outcome studies indicate that post-adoption factors are almost as important, if not more important, than pre-adoption factors. And so what we found is, from a systemic perspective, and I know the research will back this up, we've really got to do a wonderful job of working with and supporting parents and helping them understand how family dynamics influence, you know, the behaviors of the adopted kids. And what we don't want to do is have an identified patient be the child. No, the family is in treatment, and so our goal is to be as comprehensive as possible in stepping up and supporting the family, loving that entire family, and involving them in the change process.
Okay, so where are you at in the planning for this?
We are actually almost done with licensure, so we've passed most of the licensure steps. We have the facilities in place. We have a ranch in Apple Valley, Utah, and a dorm, if you will, in Leverkin, Utah, and we're just a few weeks out. The program itself is being is planned, and staff are being trained as we speak.
Okay, so when are you going to open up for applications?
We can start receiving applications in probably about a week, Lon. Probably the 26th, we can start taking applications and working with parents and helping to facilitate that transition.
Okay, and what's the size are you looking at? What would be the comfortable optimum size, you figure, of number of kids?
As I'd mentioned, we kind of see ourselves having four programs, and each program having groups of eight kids or so. And so ultimately, we're licensed for up to 80 kids. We frankly anticipate growing slowly. We want to really, really perfect and make this right before we get too large. And so we can be up to 80, but our goal is to have a few kids in each program as we progress and grow, so that we're making sure we take care of them as we need to.
Well, that's important, because it sounds like you're planning on building the culture, because that's important.
It's often Barry Blevins, who's been just great in this, you know, has kind of said the same thing. You know, as you're starting off, make sure that you create a positive peer culture that, you know, that students can embrace and that they get right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so by next year at this time, it looks like you've got the facilities and everything planned for about 30, and then gradually expand that. Would you expand the groups, the four different groups, or would you just add some other facilities or additional groups?
You know what, we'd probably add some other facilities and additional groups. We do not want to be so large that we lose touch of the fact that adopted kids need a place to feel comfortable and safe. And that's not in an institution, that's not in a large place. And we want to have intimate environments where it feels like home, where it is safe for them, it's a haven for them, where they can be open and honest about what's it like to be them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you figure you'll get into a comfortable size, and probably in a year or two you'll be getting to your current plans, because you want to grow it slowly?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then look at what it looks like and plan to grow further on that. What are the unique things? I presume when you talk about adopted, very heavy on adoptions from other countries like Colombia, Romania, or some of the ones we've heard about that have a lot of rad problems.
Right, right. What we know is international adoptions, especially from Eastern Bloc countries, peaked in about 2003, those kids are becoming adolescents now. And so they're going to be in need of treatment. And so having an awareness of what specific needs they bring to the table, I think, is crucial. And so for our staff, interfacing with a group such as ATTACH and the American Adoption Congress and other professional groups, learning, continuing to grow our knowledge base is important. In addition, if I may, we have a dream team of adoption experts that we consult with on a regular basis that we have access to for any particular difficult case. And I mean some of the top names in adoption research in the nation that who are behind the idea, love what we're doing, and are supportive to the point that they know we can call upon them to assist with any clinical consultation when needed.
Okay, so we've about run out of time. If somebody wants more information or wants to get in touch with you or the program, how would they do it? You have a website, a business phone number? Could you give a little bit of how to contact you?
Absolutely. The website is www.3pointscenter.com. Points does have an S on the end of it, so 3pointscenter.com. And my direct line is 435-632-7767. And I can receive texts at that as well as phone calls.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your conference, Norm, in order to talk to us.
Glad to do it, Lon. Thank you so much.
And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking to Norm Thibault, the executive director of the planned and soon-to-be-in-existence 3-Point Center in southern Utah.